Hey, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd, and this is the Successful Chiro podcast. We're going to do a deep dive into chiropractic and with a great chiropractor, a nice young man, Dr. Travis Stewart. Travis, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Noel. Thanks for having me on today.
So I'm going to read your bio here. And
sure.
You're a chiropractor, you're a clinic owner, you're a founder of Chiro Ads Academy. And it says here that's the program that's helping chiropractors take back control of their marketing and consistently attract high quality new patients. And you and I were talking about this before we started. The number one problem, and I mean number one by a long ways, the number one problem in chiropractic is not enough new patients. Not enough people know about chiropractic or know how to get into individual chiropractic offices. And I believe it's the number one reason that people who graduate from chiropractic college are not in practice today. So let me go on here. Without relying on expensive agencies that produce inconsistent results. Now, I'm going to read more of this a little bit later, but I'm curious about you. How did you get mixed up with chiropractors in the first place?
You know, that's a great question. And I just recently had you on my podcast, actually. And I think we both came to learn that our stories were very similar. I actually got injured when I was in the Air Force. I was a firefighter and I got injured snowboarding, had a snowboarding accident. I also had some IVF encroachment. I broke my clavicle and ended up with thoracic outlet syndrome in my left side here. I had gone through the medical ringer, as I like to call it, while in the Air Force. I'd seen all the specialists on base. I'd even been referred out. Nobody could give me any answers. They gave me very outdated physical therapy exercises and pretty much told me good luck. And it caused quite a downward spiral in my life, you know, a mental health challenge. I wasn't able to actually participate as a firefighter. So I got put in the alarm room, which is the emergency dispatch. So I was working night shifts, 911, what's your emergency? And that was really challenging for me. I'm a normal person that likes to sleep during the night and operate during the day. So they actually started to medicate me with speed, unfortunately. They put me on Ritalin so that I could stay awake and operate at a high level from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And I just started to realize that there had to be another way. And so I was back home and my father recommended for me to go see an old baseball coach of mine. His name's Dr. Mark Langus and he practices in Tyler, Texas. And I actually called him on Saturday and I talked to him for about 90 minutes and I just shared how much I appreciated him for setting me on my path. But, you know, my father suggested that I go see Dr. Langus. And I was like, well, if all these real doctors can't help me, what could a chiropractor potentially do? And, you know, walked in his office on that random Thursday afternoon. And he asked me what was going on. And I told him all the symptoms that I'd been experiencing. And he said, it sounds like it's your first rib or your lower neck. Why don't you come in here and go face down and let me check you out? And he did a few. He's an AK doc. So he had kind of gone through his analysis and he said, yep, just like I thought, you know, lower neck, first rib, turn your head to the right. And he, you know, put his right hand under my mastoid process and left index finger on that CT junction and just gave me a beautiful impulse. And I heard that amazing audible and immediately I felt more circulation and nerve flow down my left arm than I had felt in the past 3 years. And so I instantly knew that not only chiropractic was going to help facilitate the healing in my body that I had been searching for endlessly, but also I wanted to be a chiropractor. And so I hopped off the table and I had tears in my eyes and I asked him, I was like, what did you just do to me? And he looked at me with so much certainty and conviction and said, I told you it was your lower neck. Come back twice a week for the next 6 weeks and we'll get this thing healed. And so by that point, I was actually in undergraduate school, going to school for physical therapy. That's what I thought I wanted to do so that I could learn how to fix people with problems like mine. From that point forward, I decided I wanted to be a chiropractor. So I actually drove an hour both ways to shadow him for the next 3 years, multiple times a week. And I got to see the healing miracles of chiropractic. Fortunately, I had somebody who was very vitalistic and rooted in philosophy, be able to guide me and usher me into chiropractic and into chiropractic school.
That's great. And so now you got your first chiropractic adjustment and it had a life-changing impact on you. And You literally thought within the first few minutes or the first few days, I've got to do this. And so what chiropractic college did you choose to go to?
I went to Parker University because I'm a Texas boy. And I was actually an undergraduate in Nacogdoches, Texas. And he was a Parker graduate. I didn't even know that there were other chiropractic options, to be honest. I went to Parker, and that's where I was always planning to go. And, you know, people have their mixed opinions on how universities are doing things now. But honestly, I had a great experience. And, you know, there may not have been as much accessible philosophy through the academic curriculum that was put forth by the university, but what that forced me to do is go out and find it on my own. So it forced me to go out and find mentors that I really believed in and that I thought had something to teach me to accelerate my learning and give me a great foundation. And so that's what I did, and I'm really thankful for it.
So you went to chiropractic college, graduated in what year?
2020, actually.
Way back in 2020.
You know, I've been in this profession a long time, Noel.
So now, when you graduated, did you associate or did you go into your own practice fresh out of the egg?
Yeah, I went straight into my own practice. My wife and I, as everyone knows, that was during the COVID-19 pandemic. We decided to move to Boulder, Colorado, and open a service-based business that was, you know, really, really challenging landscape at the time. So we didn't realize what we were getting ourselves into. And honestly, if we would have known, I might not be standing here in front of you today with the businesses that I have, because it definitely sharpened me and it forced me to get really good as a clinician, but also really good as a business owner very quickly, just because of the hardship that we were facing. So we didn't have any opportunities to go out and do any external marketing. We didn't get to do any networking. There was nothing face to face. The regulations were really strict here. And my wife and I opened Move. It's MUV, so it's Move. And at the time, it was chiropractic and yoga. She was a yoga practitioner and a yoga teacher. And I, obviously, being a chiropractor. And so we just made it chiropractic centric. So it was all about the adjustment, but we also provided what we now call corrective exercise protocols. At the time, it was a functional movement program. And so we would just provide them a complementary functional movement program that my wife would actually curate, and she would be the one to teach them. And that was our point of difference. You know, we were the young, energetic couple that had really great customer experience and got really great results because of what we provided. We just didn't have the fertile soil here in Boulder to grow as quickly and as easily as we'd like.
But you did grow and you built a great practice. And I can tell by, I think it's your energy, speech cadence, passion, all those different things. I'm sure that what you have with chiropractic, people found attractive and you built a practice. Now, one of the things that you also have is the Chiro Ads Academy. I'm imagining because, well, I remember this because I've been a practice management consultant, do five-star management, and have, you know, for golly, close to 40 years. During COVID, there were some areas, dependent on the state, dependent on the county, and all that, that were, I mean, virtually shut down. And external marketing wasn't something that anybody could do, at least for a while. So tell me a little bit about how you got from being a practicing chiropractor to somebody who was working with Chiro Ads Academy and what you actually do with Chiro Ads Academy.
Yeah, I mean, all the things that you just mentioned were exactly what led to the innovation and the development of the Chiro Ads Academy. So, because we came here to Boulder and the regulations were so strict and we didn't have those external marketing opportunities, but we knew that we had to generate new patients. I mean, first off, we needed people to serve, but also we needed to pay the bills. When you don't have people to serve and you can't pay the bills, it almost seems like not being able to pay the bills takes precedent. So, we were guided into hopping into digital marketing because we knew that was really the only route that we were going to be able to generate new patients and keep our doors open. And so we signed on with an agency, and unfortunately that agency experience wasn't great. It did generate, you know, some leads for us. The quality of leads wasn't super great, but we did see the potential in it. So we decided to move on to another agency. We actually had worked with four different agencies in a pretty short time span. And at the time, I had actually met at a rebellious meetup, is what it was called. But I got to meet my former office manager and now business partner in the Cairo Ads Academy, Ryan. And so I met Ryan, and he had a healthcare administration degree, and he was looking for a job. And we just happened to be looking for someone to help us with front office support. And so he actually came in and he was like, well, I'll come in and I'll be a patient first. And if I like this chiropractic thing, then maybe we'll give it a shot. And he came in and he became a patient, and he's been one of my best patients now for 5 years. He is a huge advocate and ambassador for chiropractic, just really loves chiropractic. It helped him with his nervous system regulation, and he became our office manager. And so while we were kind of struggling through what we now call the agency hamster wheel, him and I started to learn about digital marketing and how to craft a story and a message and how to compel people to act and how to grab their attention and how to move them through a funnel system and get them to convert into a prospective lead, but also how to pre-frame them and pre-qualify them and make sure that they understood that they were coming in for a long-term approach to health and healing, not necessarily a one-time fix. And so while we were working with our last agency, I remember we had a call. And him and I were on a little mastermind retreat, and the young woman was asking us for some input on our ads funnels because they weren't optimized. So Ryan and I started to break down how we could allocate resources here. We could put more into our cold bucket. We could run these types of traffic campaigns, which would generate a warm audience. And then we'd go down here and we'd create a retargeting campaign. And we just kind of started to outline what we thought would be the best campaign structure. And she was like, you know, vigorously taking notes. And by the time that we got done with the call, she was like, okay, I'm going to take all this and I'm going to go put it into action. So we hung up the call, and him and I looked at each other, and both of us were like, we could do this on our own. We just need the resources and the back end set up with some of these softwares that they're using. And I really think that we could not only figure this out, but we could create a sustainable and repeatable process to where we didn't have all this great success in like the first or the second month that quickly declined. And then essentially from that point forward, you're chasing your tail and it feels like you're burning money. And so we invested a lot of money into learning how to not only manage the ads platform, but also manage a CRM and create a really robust backend setup on a client relationship manager. The one that we like to use is called Go High Level. And so we built out this really robust pipeline with proper automation sequences, and we were putting in things that educated the patient along the way throughout the client journey. We were pre-framing them and planting seeds for long-term corrective care. We were pre-qualifying them and ensuring that they were, you know, good candidates for our care before they came into the office. And, you know, we went from $12,000 a month in collections to over $70,000 a month in collections within about a 4 month time frame after we actually installed our own in-house ad system.
That's amazing. So what happened is that after going from agency to agency to agency, and you're working with Ryan and you guys are talking back and forth, and what you learn from going through this process again and again is that you've got certain funnels that you're working on. And so you guys powwowed and you said, if we had this, this, and this, it would be better. So you get on the phone with your last agency and she actually learns from you.
That's right.
And then I can just see where you guys look at each other and say, heck, we can do this. And then you went on that journey. What do we need to learn? How do we need to put this together? And I imagine that was super exciting. I'm betting also that you guys have put a ton of time into developing your systems and your processes, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that was like what you mentioned. We had put so much time into developing the systems and the processes, and we kind of thought that was the foundation that was going to lead to the success of the business. But like you mentioned, like one of the biggest problems that we face in chiropractic is obscurity. Like people don't know who we are. First off, they don't know we exist. Second of all, they don't know we can help them. Third of all, typically they have some type of negative perception or perspective on chiropractic, right, because of something that they had been told or a one-off experience that they had several years back. And so we're at a pretty extreme disadvantage. And so if you can't get people into the door, then those systems and processes that you spent so much time developing don't really matter, you know?
So let me ask you, you've worked with four different agencies, maybe even more than that. What did you find is broken with the standard issue agency? What did you find the problems were that you guys have worked around?
So the main problem is cookie cutter creative. So when we got into that digital marketing landscape, what they were doing was putting the smiling cross Pisces pictures with a $21 coupon text overlay, something like that. They were almost creating deal seekers instead of highly qualified prospects coming in that were educated and ready to commit to their health. Another thing was just customer service. Nobody cares about your business as much as you do. And we had to learn that the hard way. And so a lot of times in digital marketing, you have to be looking at leading indicators, not necessarily the lagging indicators. So we don't just need to be doing a review at the end of the month to see how many leads did we get and what was the cost per lead. We need to be kind of in the trenches or in the weeds, actually analyzing all of the data and the real-time performance so that we can project what we're going to need to do next. And so you can stay several moves ahead so that you don't experience those radical declines. And that's something that, you know, now we get to hear hundreds of chiropractors express is that they get onto an agency and they see success in the first month or so. And then after that, it declines and they're never able to kind of match that first month's performance. And so we just figured out a way to create something that's sustainable and repeatable. And we do that through really good creative. So we actually, I have a lot of books back here that are on this shelf that I pretty much dissected. And I became a copywriter and I just understood how to formulate a message into a way that hooks people's attention in the first 3 seconds. And then it identifies the problem that they're experiencing. And then it educates them on that problem. And then it also positions us as the solution. It outlines our solution in a few simple steps. It provides social proof. And then we give them a compelling call to action. And so we kind of took that formula there and we made it infinitely modifiable. So it doesn't matter what your message is, what your philosophy is in your practice, what your different kind of niche or avatar is, the way that you combine services in your office. It's just a script writing formula that can be used all across the board. And we found it to work really, really well.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned that I listened to is the $21 Facebook coupon. And I remember Groupons where people would have these low budget $9, $11, $20, and that it produced these looky-loo tire kickers. And it was just a very, very low quality of patient. Mm-hmm. And so that's what can happen. And I'm curious if some of these agencies, in order to see you get some results right away, don't write ads like that that they know are going to peter out in just a few weeks. I mean, did you ever think that somebody was doing that to you in one of the agencies that you worked for or worked with?
You know, I've pondered this a lot, Noel, and I can't put my finger on what the phenomena is. And I'm not sure if Facebook favors new campaign structures or if, you know, because the marketplace hadn't seen that specific still graphic with that little low barrier offer is what it would be called of that $21 special that kind of generates a heightened level of leads right off the bat, or if it does have something to do with the actual ad or copy that they're writing, even though they know that it's going to decline in performance rapidly. I've never been able to put my finger on that, you know, but it is consistent across the board. And almost every chiropractor that you talk to that has worked with a marketing agency will give you the same exact story. And so it's really hard to identify, but we do know that whenever you create great campaign structures that has that captivating creative, that has your mindful messaging woven into that captivating creative, and then you have the compelling copy with an irresistible offer, and you have the skills to now create interchangeable, infinitely modifiable variations of all of those, then you can stay ahead of the game. You understand how to read the data and your KPIs, and you know what you need to do when you need to do it, because you see what's performing well and what isn't, and then you can determine with a little bit of experience and guidance why it's performing well or why it isn't. So if it's performing well, you just double down and do more of that. If it's not performing well, then you start to isolate variables through what's called a single variable split test, and you can start to isolate exactly what variable was causing the low level of performance. And then you can just improve in that variable, and you'll see the performance improve. And then you just repeat the system.
Now, you have a chiropractic practice, and I believe that you have, one or two associates?
So there's five docs in the office total. So I co-own the practice now, with Dr. Mike Lynch, and then we have three other associates in the office.
Okay, so five doctors. I'm betting you use your process to produce new patients in your clinic. So what are some of the numbers that you have in your clinic? And let's go current. How are you doing in 2025?
It's a good question. So we're averaging right now a 16x return on ad spend inside of our office. I know that because I just ran the numbers at the end of last month. And we've had months as high as a 54x return on ad spend. And we had a month as low as a 6x return on ad spend. But we never go below a 6x. And what we hear across the board is anybody that is working with an agency would love to have a 6x return on ad spend. And if we're having a 6x return on ad spend, we're trying to see what the problem is. You know, we like to stay up around that 15x ROAS. And for us, that's producing, you know, about 45 new patients a month that are coming into the office, 45 day ones.
And we
like to stay between, I'll just give some numbers here since we're high level success driven podcast. KPIs that we like to stay around is around $100 to $300 customer acquisition cost, which means startup. So we only classify someone as a customer if they actually start up on a care plan. If they don't start up on a care plan, then we don't put them into this metric. We just classify it as a miss.
I want to make sure that I understand. Sure. So I have three classifications. I have appointments. Now, this is what I use in my system. I've got shows, and then I have starters or treats. Anybody who commits money to care, if they come in on a free or a budget service, if they choose, then they become a starter or a treat. And in your particular case, you're saying you're spending how much to get somebody who commits to a care plan?
So we want to stay under $300. $300 is max that we'll spend to acquire a customer. We like to stay within the $100 to $220 mark, but that's all dependent upon your lifetime customer value. So our lifetime customer value in our office is over $5,000. So we're willing to spend up to $300 to acquire a customer because we know that over the lifetime of that customer, we're going to make $5,000. And average case value is around $2,700 to $3,200 a month. So it just depends on what they're coming in for. But the way that we have actually put our ads into campaigns is we're putting all of our most profitable offers and the things that are most popular conditions. So we can get into a few moments. But what we like to see is a decent cost per lead in Boulder would be $60 or less. Customer acquisition cost between $100 to $300. We like to stay around that $150 to $220 range, tells us that we're performing well. And then our LTV, we want to keep around $5,000 with an average case value of about $2,700 to $3,000. So on the front end, essentially, I'll just simplify that. You know, if we're even maxing out at a $300 customer acquisition cost, which means we had to pay $300 for that person to start up to care, and our average case value is $3,000, then we know that we're making a 10-to-1 return on investment on the front end with that patient. And that's called a velocity return and that's why we like this direct response paid traffic so well, because we know what the machine is going to spit out. We can use data to analyze everything that's happened in the past. We can analyze trends, and we can say that based on these trends over the course of a year, we're going to get a 10-to-1 $10 out per $1 that we put in. So then we're willing to invest as many dollars as possible into that system until it breaks. And sometimes it's the internal systems that break, which mean that you run out of capacity for new patients. Sometimes it's the marketing system where it starts to generate lower quality leads because you change up the messaging or the offer. And so you have to start to add more friction and pre-qualify people. There's different areas of the system where it can break, but the whole point is to put as much in as possible until you figure out what breaks.
And just out of curiosity, what capacity in your clinic right now are you running? I mean, are you at 70, 80, 90% capacity?
We're at 50% capacity.
You're at 50%.
Yeah, we're at 50%.
That's an exciting place to be, is to have a great system that produces new patients, and then also have the great ability to serve the capacity of new patients. So how does this process work? Let's say somebody says, this sounds pretty interesting. I wonder what Dr. Travis would take me through. So if somebody reaches out to you and they connect with you, what's the process?
Yes, so there's a few different ways. We utilize a funnel system because we know it works, right? So I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. If you reach out, you'll be in our funnel. And that is one thing that you want to be a part of. You want to go through and experience the funnel, because a form of that funnel is what we would take and install into your practice. And so it's always good to one of my mentors likes to say, funnel hack people. So you want to go through their funnel and you want to see, like, what are the steps in their funnel? What are these different concepts that they're using to take you from a prospective buyer and then educate you on the process and then potentially turn you into a long-term client that builds a relationship and more trust, and we're able to help you grow your practice. So if they want to reach out, they can go through two different ways. First, they can directly book a demo call, and that'll just go straight into my client success representative, and his name's Nicholas, and they'll get on a call with him and they'll just kind of talk through where they are in their practice. We'll understand if they're a good fit, because there are qualifications that we want people to meet. If they are a good fit, then he'll walk them through what our entire program looks like from a logistics, a time, and an investment standpoint. And then if they're ready to proceed, then they have the opportunity to do that. The second option would be to actually go to, and I'll leave you the link here and you can put it down below, but it's a 26-minute free training that I have where they can go in and they put in their information, and then it gives them the access to the video. And it's essentially me walking through the entire process that we have installed in our practice, and now over 220 practices across the globe. We're in different countries now, which is exciting. But in that 26-minute free training, I'll break down literally every single detail. By the time they're done with that 26 minutes, they're not only going to know exactly what we do and why, but they're going to know how they can improve their own digital marketing. If they just want to continue doing what they're doing, they'll still get immense value from that video.
So now there are a couple of different types of coaching programs. There's the done for you stuff, which is all I do is I show up with a credit card. And then there's the done with you stuff. In your particular case, what you were trying with the four agencies that you mentioned, it wasn't working well enough. You saw the potential, but you went to work. And eventually, even though they didn't invite you to do it on a done with you, you and Ryan were working things out. So is your program, it says Academy, is it a done for you or a done with you?
It's a done with you. Yeah, it's a great question, Noel. Yeah, it's done with you. So essentially we outline... We have a really great module system that we use inside of school, which is a pretty popular info platform now. And it has all of the modules laid out, and it breaks it down step by step in a really simplistic way. But then you have one-on-one support calls with my co-founder, Ryan. We do the back-end setup. So we'll do the back-end setup of the automations and your landing pages and your funnel systems. And then after that, we teach you how to write your first set of ads. We teach you how to film your ads. We teach you how to film different videos that we place throughout the client journey to, again, like we said, educate, pre-frame, and pre-qualify your patients so that those that are coming in are more high quality prospects that are looking to invest in their long-term health. They're not deal seekers. They're not tire kickers. That's also a difference in our program versus other marketing systems. You get the one-on-one support. It's going to be a six-month program, essentially, and it's a catch and release. So by the time you're done with that 6 months, you have a high level of proficiency. You know, we bring you in, we teach you everything that we've learned over the past several years. We give you all the secrets that we have, that I'm running the same exact system inside of my office. There are no holds barred. We don't keep anything behind the curtain. And you come in and you essentially become a master of digital marketing. And one thing I want to say really quickly is a lot of people think that this is challenging to do. And they think that it's difficult. And the reason they think that is because all of these marketing agencies have made it seem difficult for a long time. But what I'll tell you is that 98%, over 98% of Facebook's revenue is generated from their ad platform. And what that means is them as a business want you to be successful as a small business owner. They spent $43 billion with a B, $43 billion on research and development for their Facebook Ads Manager to make it as simple as possible for every mom and pop small business owner in America, or, you know, across the globe. They don't want this to be consolidated to big marketing agencies. They want every single person who has a business that's looking to generate leads to be able to get on there and click the buttons and do it in a really simplistic way. And so we're able to kind of take all of that and then formulate it into a really easy to follow program where we essentially hold your hand. And, you know, we make sure that you are getting everything at a high level of proficiency as you move through the program. And by the time that 6 months is done, you don't need us anymore. And that's our hope, that you save money on retainer fees, but also you increase your profitability and you increase your new patient inflow with high quality prospects that lead to higher conversion rates and higher retention rates.
That's wonderful. So now I'm putting myself in the minds of my podcast listeners, and so many chiropractors need new patients. So many chiropractors have had a similar experience to what you had, working with agency after agency, getting variable qualities. So what would be the first thing? I noticed we're going to get a link, we're going to get a phone number, but why don't you give me the phone number that they should call and tell me what the link is? And then when you tell me what the link is, I'll make sure that it's on the screen. But those who are just listening, we want to make sure that they get that as well.
Yeah, so the link would be makingmoves.com. It's M-U-V-S. So my practice is Move. And so a spinoff of that was Making Moves. So it's making, M-U-V-S, moves.com/free demo or free-training. And if you go to either one of those links, depending upon which option you want, then you'll just go through that funnel. If you want to hop straight onto a call, you don't want to waste your time with a 26-minute free training, then hop straight on a call and we'll see if it's a good fit. Otherwise, you can go to the free training link and that will give you access to that 26-minute free training. And then if you want to book a call from there, then you can. Honestly, Noel, this might sound bad, but I don't know the phone number that they need to call.
We'll get the phone number and we'll make sure that people get that. Well, I mean, probably the best thing for them to do is to go to your website.
I have an Instagram as well. We have a podcast. So we have several different resources that they could go to and they can find us. And we're always giving the call to action there. So they'll always have an opportunity to get into that funnel system.
So Travis, how old are you?
I'm a ripe old age of 34 years old.
34 years old. So
correct.
When you're 40 years old, what do you want to be doing?
You know, that's a great question, Noel. I want to be serving patients because I want to serve them, not because I have to. I'd still love to be involved in the office, but I also do feel like there's an opportunity here. This business has grown really quickly in the ChiroAds Academy, mainly because I think we found a void and filled it. And so we identified a pain point across the industry, and people are really enjoying what we're doing here. An average return on ad spend of 9x across all of our doctors. You know, I think just like you said, one of the biggest problems in chiropractic is not enough new patients. One of my biggest problems in the United States is the fact that our utilization rate for chiropractic is so low. So, you know, we're at maybe a 12% utilization rate, and I would love for it to become my purpose and my passion to help increase that utilization rate in the United States. And I think we can do that by using the digital leverage that we have access to now. And so I'd love to just optimize our ability to grab people's attention on social media while they're scrolling around and bring them to the light and bring them to chiropractic, because we know that if we don't sell them and we don't convert them on chiropractic, someone else will. And typically that's the allopathic medical model. And so I'm looking to do a little bit of both, to be honest, but I have a 15-month-old son right now. By the time I'm 40 years old, he'll be, you know, 7 or 8 years old, which means we're probably playing baseball or doing jiu-jitsu tournaments or maybe a little bit of golf or something like that. And so I'd love to just have the option to be available and present at as many of his things as possible and just be present for his childhood.
And don't forget his three little brothers that are coming, right?
That's right. If it, I'll
So,
tell my wife you said that because she seems to think that she's going to be a boy mom and a boy mom only. So that'll be funny to
yeah.
her.
Well, I got injured. I got injured badly. I was told that I couldn't practice. I knew for a fact that if I was going to stay in chiropractic, that one of the things that I needed to learn is that I needed to learn how to produce new patients. And I needed more than just being able to put an ad. Back then, there were phone books, and we had ads in the phone book, right? And then there were mailers and different things. And so, right now, I love the process of learning how from the Cairo Ads Academy to be in a 6-month program. And I'm imagining that you have some people that have really, really done well with this program, and that would be inspiring to your new students. And it sounds to me like you instruct well and you provide great resources. So I think that's super smart. Travis, we have run out of time, but I'm so excited for your future. And anybody who's listening to the podcast, it's Cairo Ads Academy. Would you give that website one more time, please?
Yeah, so it's makingmoves.com, MUVS, makingmoves.com/, and I believe it's free dash training or free dash demo. Either way, you can make your way to our website and both of those will be available to you. And we'd love to chat.
Sure. I think we call them at Five Star when we get on the phone with somebody who's looking for associates. We call it a fit call. Are we a good fit? Is what the person wants what we do? And so we have that nice conversation. Travis, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing with my group.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate it.